This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Who do you think you are?
It's a lot of information, so I can't even imagine.
Sports is business. Sports is sports.
That's 50% stupid.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
I would crush you.
They're always upset. You've made it.
Excuse me.
To take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
Head coach?
Oh my God.
What?
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
My son is an idiot.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
All right, nice to have you along. Beautiful day out there. How about that? Sunshine, blue sky. If I could play golf, I would have.
I'm getting the itch. I got the new clubs ordered, but they haven't gotten here yet.
Nice.
So.
New stickies.
I've never had a new set of clubs. I've only had used clubs.
You know what's going to piss you off?
When I hit them exactly the same as the old clubs?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my.
Still, it's fun to get new sticks. I got a couple on order myself.
Nice.
Well, we are all shocked. Well, not really. He was 95 years old. But the circumstances surrounding the death of Gene Hackman are quite puzzling. So I don't know if you've seen Gene Hackman lately, but the photos that surfaced of him recently, boy, we hadn't seen him in 20 years. He hadn't done a movie in 20 years. But he doesn't even look like Gene Hackman. He's just an old guy. He's 95. I didn't know he was that old. He was that old. He's just old. Well, he died. Okay, which typically, as Souk likes to say, is not that sad. Great life.
You know, had a great run.
Yeah. 95, I mean, come on. But this is weird. So he So not only is he dead, his wife is dead, and she was only 64. And not only are they dead, one of their three dogs is dead. And I don't know how old that dog was. But here's what happened. So they live in Santa Fe, New Mexico. A person arrived to perform maintenance on the home, but then called neighborhood security after they received no answer. Security comes, checks on the home, and they see through a window that they were both lying on the ground unresponsive. Okay. They call 911. So deputies go into the home. There is no one in the home, but they described the circumstances inside as suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search and investigation. Deputies found an open door, but no signs of forced entry. Inside the home, they found Betsy dead with signs of decay near a bathroom countertop. The warrant showed that they found an open pill bottle and pills scattered across the countertop and a space heater near her head, raising the suspicion that the heater could have fallen if she had abruptly fallen to the ground. It was about 10 to 15 feet away from her. They also found a dog dead in a closet.
That's by far the strangest part so far.
Yes. So let me finish this and then we'll go through the scenarios. I have a couple ideas here.
I just got another idea, but yeah.
All right. So the warrant states that deputies later found a man identified as Hackman, dead with signs of decay. They said it appeared that he had suddenly fallen. They also found a pair of sunglasses near his body. Maintenance workers told deputies that they rarely saw the couple and mostly texted and called with Betsy, but they hadn't heard from her in approximately 2 weeks. Deputies said nothing was out of place in the house. As they looked through the home, they also found two other dogs that appeared to be healthy. One was near the wife, Betsy, and the other was out running around outside. The Santa Fe Fire Department did not find any signs of a carbon monoxide leak or poisoning. New Mexico Gas Company responded, and they found no signs or evidence indicating that there were any problems associated with the pipes in and around the residence. They also said that there were no immediate signs or indications of blunt force trauma on either body.
Interesting.
So, they didn't at first suspect foul play, as there were no obvious signs of it, but they aren't ruling that out, and they are now calling the deaths suspicious. Those are the details. What the hell happened?
Yeah, that's...
What happened? I've got...
Even if there's no foul play, even if something nefarious didn't happen, how that all got to be is tough enough to unwind, and then you have to decide whether someone had ill intentions.
Here's the first thing. She was in the bathroom. The space heater fell and hit her on the head. I don't know if it killed her, but maybe it killed her. He sees this. He's panicked. He's 95. They said he fell in the mudroom. Perhaps he was going to get help.
Like hustling to help.
Yeah. And he fell. He either couldn't get up or he also died. That would be a little far-fetched, but how do you explain the dog?
So the only thing, and it didn't say, was the closet door closed behind the dog? Did it say that?
Yeah, it didn't say.
Because here's the one thing, I mean, I have no idea whether, I mean, maybe they're going to do toxicology on the dog or whatever. I do know that when animals, specifically dogs, are getting ready to die, they often go to dark, cold places.
I saw Old Yeller.
Yeah, well, one of our dogs, like, went and kept trying to, like, really, when she was close to her passing, she kept trying to, like, dig herself a hole in the backyard in the corner. Like, being, if a dog was going to pass, it trying to find some comfort in a closet isn't that far-fetched, but if somebody moved the dog there and closed the door behind the dog, that's a different story.
Yeah. No, that's right. I didn't even think about that, but I assumed that the door was closed. The dog was in the closet.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that from the story as well, but...
Could it be that... Know. Okay, so I have a... I don't know if it's plausible, but I have an explanation for the dog.
Okay.
In my scenario, she hits her head, dies, he's freaking out, the dog's freaking out, the other two dogs aren't, maybe they're more calm dogs. He puts the dog in the closet because he's like, dude, I can't... I'm 95 years old, I can't deal with this with you right now. I've got to get to a phone and call 911.
If the dog was freaking out and you just had to try to temper the situation a little bit. Yeah.
And look, all of that's far. I don't know.
It's all far-fetched, but like you have to get to an implausible scenario to explain it away.
What about this scenario that he fell and died? She couldn't handle it and she went into the bathroom and killed herself with pills.
Where does the dog fit in?
Ah.
I don't think that's a horrible.
Well, she had one dog with her.
Yeah.
So maybe she didn't like this dog, or maybe this isn't just a yappy dog, and she's like, get out of my way.
That seems unlikely.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not trying to like poke holes in it, but I'm trying to think of like what is the most reasonable scenario or circumstance.
Okay. How about this? I can't explain the dog, but they killed themselves.
Yeah, maybe.
They just took pills. They were like, look, possible. 95, I can't go on without you. I'm only 65, but I don't care. You want to die? I'll do it for you. Here's some pills. Take these. I'm going to do it too. We're dead. And we're taking Benji with us.
But then you'd have to ask the question, why not the other two dogs?
Yes, I mean, you would.
The honest, there are more explanations for what happened if the dog is not involved. That it's weird.
I know the dog is.
You didn't you also read in the story that the back door was open?
One of the doors was open.
So,
yes.
Not to say like, oh, somebody came in and did something, but like if they were just doing this to themselves, why would they leave the door open?
Well, he had sunglasses near his head.
Yeah.
So perhaps he just came in. He was in the mudroom, so he was by the door.
Yeah.
So dude, it's weird.
It is.
And I'm more concerned about what happened to the damn dog. No offense.
Gene had a good run. We know that.
He sure did. When you think of Gene Hackman, what do you think of first? I think of Hoosiers.
Yeah, I do too. The other one, though, that stands out just because it was like, I remember it kind of being a big Bruckheimer blockbuster when I was growing up, was Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
Nice.
He was He was like the guy on the other end of the phone. He's like, if you live to see tomorrow, I'll be very impressed. And, you know, he's doing that thing. But, definitely Hoosiers. I know that a lot of people reference The French Connection, but I've not seen The French Connection.
I've never seen that either. I was surprised to read that, you know, because when people, like actors like this die, you always find out they did way more than you know of.
Sure.
And I was surprised to see that was like his main, that's the main one everybody's bringing up. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's like a heist movie. It's The French Connection was an airplane heist.
I think of Hoosiers.
Remember I told you I worked for like a hat retailer?
You sure did.
They said that his role as Popeye Doyle, I think was the character's name in French Connection, kind of made the pork pie hat famous again. That was the style of fedora that he wore in that.
A lot of people are bringing up that the dog may have eaten some pills.
It's possible.
But how does the dog get thrown in the closet?
Yeah.
And by the way, the dog that was with her was alive.
Yeah. That dog didn't eat the
pills. It's a mystery. So the one thing that we're going to get some answers on here is that...
Toxicology,
yeah. So if they did get carbon monoxide poisoning, that will tell. If they did have pills in their system, that will tell.
Yep.
And that'll be... If they didn't... Dude, I don't. Maybe it's that first scenario where she got hit in the head with that damn space heater, and he fell trying to get help, and they both died.
Yeah,
or they just laid there because they couldn't get up, or he couldn't get up. He's 95. Maybe he couldn't get up. I've heard horror stories about that. You know, you ever talk to a cop or a first responder? Somebody like, dude, it's nasty. These people fall, they can't get up, they can't call anyone, and they meld into the carpet.
Yeah,
seriously,
it's rough,
dude.
I've had stories, extended family and family friends go through stuff like that. It's horrifying.
Well, we'll keep you posted
because we want to know more.
We
will follow up.
There will be a follow up. All right, hypothetical. How many grapes would you eat? But there's a catch. Next on The Fan. Yeah, Buckley, by the way, I wanted to tell you guys, and mainly Buckley, that I was just flipping through the channels because the stupid Combine was on and I was tired of watching it.
Sure.
Not that I'm watching it, but, you know, I just wanted to see if there was a game on or something. And your Detroit Mercy Wisconsin Green Bay game is on.
Oh, is it? Who's winning?
Well, I don't know. It's on commercial break, and I can't wait to see who's winning.
Cause I better fired up over here.
I think it's down to the end because you said that's Doug Gottlieb's team. Wisconsin Green Bay.
Said that was a principal fade.
They were actually favored, even though their 3-26
ass team was favored. Yeah.
So I'm waiting with anticipation to see what the score of the game is. So Buck brought us some hot content. on text the other day. I don't know where'd you get this?
This was floating around Twitter. It was one of those things. I don't even know where it originated. Where I saw it was from just kind of like an off-topic Barstool Golf podcast, but there were a lot of other outlets that people were kind of just kicking around this concept or this this prompt, if you will. And that was very simple. It is, if you had a bowl in front of you of 1,000 grapes and eating each grape would earn you $100,000, how many would you eat if you knew that one grape in the bowl was poisoned and would kill you?
Yeah. So your chances of pulling that one grape are 0.1%.
Correct.
So each grape, so there's $100,000 per grape.
That's right.
So every time I eat a grape, I get $100,000. There are 1,000 grapes, but if you eat all 1,000,
you're definitely going to die.
Because you will have eaten the one that has the poison. Do you eat any grapes? How many grapes do you eat before you stop?
Nemec already wants to know, does your family get the money if you die?
Well,
which I hadn't even considered.
Yeah, of course. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, if you die, do they even have to give it to you at all? Is it like a game of chicken where you only get it
so
if you stay alive?
So Nemec, look at you. He's saying, I'm going to eat all 1,000 grapes. I'm going to keep over.
Give my family $1 billion or whatever it is.
Well, what would that be?
I don't know. Our math is horrible here.
Oh, damn it. All right, hold on. I got to go to my iCal. 100,000 times 1,000. 100 million.
100 million.
I like the way Nemec's thinking. I never even thought about that. See how selfish I am? Look at you. Would you do that? Eat all 1,000 for $100 million?
Nemec says he would have 30, 40, or 50.
To your family? Really? See, I said 10.
And I'm not even, like, the risk of death jams me up way too much. I'm inclined to think about passing on the bowl of grapes entirely. And I definitely want my chances of death to stay below 1% and probably below 0.5%. So I think I'm maxing out at like 4 grapes for 400 grand.
Yeah, but if you eat, what's the difference between 4 and 8 in that scenario?
Twice as many chances at death.
You little bitch.
Yeah, well.
Push the envelope. No, I get it. You and I were talking about this on text, and it's so true. This is why it's a great question. It's a good test of people's affinity for risk. Because there are going to be a lot of people, and they're not going to be wrong, that say, I'm not eating one of those grapes.
Yeah.
And I don't need the
My first buddy who responded to this was like, I'm passing entirely.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And I get that.
And another one's like, I have to at least eat one or two. And I'm like, well, why? Do you? And at that point, and I posed the question.
Why not eat 10?
I posed the question to you, is it even worth it to do one or two? Because that's not essentially life-changing money to most. For it to be life-changing, you've got to put up significantly more risk.
Yet another reason why it's a great question. Oh, our event has ended. You're going to have to look up the score. I don't know who won that game.
Okay.
Douchebag Gottlieb, hopefully not. But, I went 10. I said, listen, I'm a gambling man. I'm probably not pulling the poison one, but I'm not going big. 10 gets me a milli, and I'm out of there.
That's right.
That's significant enough.
And it's 1%. Oh, look at the Fighting Gottliebs. They win and cover.
No way.
76-71.
Shoot.
They get their second Horizon League win of the season.
More importantly, you lose money.
Yeah, that's right.
Never bet against Doug Gottlieb.
I don't know if that's true.
That's what they say. People are saying.
And then the other thing I saw people kicking around is, okay, like, do you just start and you're like, all right, there's one, that's 100,000. There's two, there's 100,000. So I saw some other dudes like, I'm getting a handful of 20. I'm throwing them all in there. I'm chewing them up. I'm walking away with my 2 million, or I'm not walking away at all.
No, I'm going fast.
You're just shoveling them in there?
Well, there's no reason to prolong the look. Just I'm taking 10 and I'm shoving them in my face.
But you're deciding, you're going in ahead of time with a predetermined I'm eating this number, as opposed to I'm eating one, I feel pretty good, I'll have another, I'll feel and like you're reevaluating it with every grape.
Yeah. So if you do that, are you saying you're more inclined to keep going?
I don't know. I mean, it's two different ways to go about it. Deciding ahead of time, this is what I'm going to go and do versus, well, I don't know, let's see how I feel.
Okay, so the hypothetical is, you have a bowl sitting in front of you, 1,000 grapes. For every grape you eat, you get $100,000. But the catch is, one of the grapes has enough poison to kill you. How many do you eat, if any? 0.1% is the chance of pulling the bad grape. I think I'm going with... My first inclination was 10 milli, and I'm out. I feel good about that. Lower risk, still get a mil. I'm not pushing it. This is my sensibility. Right there. And I think it's a good one.
So you're topping out at 1% chance of death.
Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. Because each grape is 0.1%, so...
Yeah.
Now, instead of being out of 1 out of 1,000, you're down to 1 out of 100. Your chances of death.
I'm okay with it. 1 out of 100? For a million? Damn it. So you're not eating any, huh?
I don't think I'm eating any.
Nemec's going 50?
Would you say Nemec 30, 40, 50? What are you doing? Yeah. You said 30 or 40 or 50.
So his chances would be like...
3, 4, or 5%. For every 10, it's 1%.
Yeah. So, dude, that's not good odds.
Someone on the text line says, I'm sitting down with that full bowl and a Narcan cocktail. I don't think you have that option.
Somebody else said they're eating half of all of them. That's a good little bit.
Oh, so you're presuming if you only have half of the poisonous grape, it won't kill you. Yeah, that's cheating the prompt.
I do like the way he's thinking.
Yeah, it's a nice little loophole.
A couple of other people asking, do you die right away? Well, I don't know. Does it matter? Yes.
I would say yes. It's not like you get a month to get your affairs in order and enjoy your money. No.
And
you're not going home.
What if you say, screw it, you do eat one. You're like, 100,000, I'll pay for some... my kid's college or whatever, and you eat one freaking grape.
And it's the one.
And you die.
What if it was only your plan just to eat one? Because you just needed to get, like, you know, out of debt or something like that. And you're just like, I'll just do the one.
Just the one.
And then I'll walk away. Nope, see ya.
Yeah, it's a good question. You know another hypothetical I thought of? Because we were talking about Severance. Severance is a show on Apple TV, and it's about the lead character is Adam Scott, who's great in it. And it's basically he loses his wife in a car accident, and then he discovers that they can implant your brain with a chip that makes you severed, meaning your work life, you are completely separate from your personal life.
And so, yeah, for him, the benefit is... he can just essentially clock out of his everyday life and go punch into work and not have to think about what happened with his wife.
Yeah, so they call it your innie and your outie. Your innie is when you're in work, and that, even though it's the same person, that person doesn't know anything about their outie. And the outie is when they walk out of their office and they just go about their regular life. They know nothing about what they're doing on the inside. Very cool concept. That's by Ben Stiller.
Yeah, it ends up being quite philosophical and then it's a little bit, you know, dystopian and futuristic and it's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Very thought provoking.
Would you sever? And under what circumstances would you sever?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Of course, the show. If you've seen the show, it kind of scares you.
They're making
you
us believe that you know, severance is the boogeyman of society future. So. I think they're definitely trying to scare me out of severing.
Would you sports fandom sever?
So
Ryan Buckley sitting here right now would not know of Ryan Buckley Duck fan. It's just two separate Ryan Buckleys.
No, I don't think I would want that. I'm trying to think of things that you like that you would want severed. I mean, like, I guess it would be your negative and your positive experiences. So if you hated your job or you hated your life or
the job thing, I mean, that's, you know, that's the advantage of being severed.
Right. Well, exactly. That you're out, your external person doesn't have any consciousness of how bored you are at work. Isn't aware.
It's a cool show. You should watch it.
But no, I don't think I'd get severed. Would you?
No. No. Fan personality most likely to get severed.
I don't know. I feel like I see Sprague being on the progressive end of things like that. I don't know. I feel like he'd give it a whirl for some reason. I could see Souk trying it.
Yeah, I was going to say Souk, too.
Souk already says he wants to be part of the waffle parties.
Yeah.
There's a whole reward system in the severed Office Space universe.
Where they give him waffles in this room with hots and...
and weird dancing masked individuals.
Yeah. Think Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, something like that. But you also get the coveted egg bar and the 5 minutes of dance.
See, if you think about it, that show is so weird.
It's very
weird.
It
is so out there.
But it's so well constructed and put together that it's like gripping.
It's amazing.
It's really, really good. And, I mean, dare I say... I don't know the other stuff he's done, but Ben Stiller, hell of a director.
He's
like,
awesome.
I mean, seems like it.
Funny, too. I mean, the show's not really funny, but he is.
No, but you know what? There's an element of dry, dark humor in that show, for sure.
There is. What's her name, the redhead?
The character, or...
yeah, the character's
Kelly
name?
R.
Kelly R. Hot.
Yeah, she can get it. You like Dylan? Is he hot? Dylan.
No,
G?
But I think that Dylan is quietly steals the show. Like he's
so
really
good.
And actually, they all are.
That's what makes. I mean, I think it's what makes any show better than good, but great. The ensemble cast is perfect.
Yeah.
The co-workers, the role they all fill, and the people like this Helly character and like this Dylan character that weren't really famous actors or actresses before this that are really good is fun.
Well, who's the? Oh God, the woman, the who was the
Miss Casey?
Yeah, what's her real name? Arquette? She's
Miss Cobell. Yeah.
Miss Cobell. Yeah.
Patricia Arquette. Yeah.
Patricia Arquette. She's the only one that I'm like. I feel like she overdid it a little bit.
A little bit, but also she's supposed to kind of be that role.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out.
We think it's good. That was my first official Buck to Rop TV rec.
Great one. I'm impressed. You're 1-0.
Thanks.
Much like your golf bets.
Hell yeah.
All right. Someone asks, who's to say Souk already isn't severed? Have you not listened to this show? That's a good point.
He leaves here and becomes a completely different person.
All right. Coming up next, things easier to steal than you would think. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a balloon. Bye. Yeah, I was reading the text line. Sorry.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
People are still talking Severance. Somebody said it's about Scientology, which I've heard that theory.
I can see where there are certain parallels.
But that's the other beauty of that show. Not to spend too much time talking about it, but to spend too much time talking about it is that you still don't know what's going on. We're middle of season 2 now, and we still don't know what they're actually doing at that work.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. They're stringing us along. So I saw a story. New York Post, Buckley.
Our New York Post,
where we get a lot of our content. And it was a story of a woman stealing a sink from a bathroom. I think it was like a restaurant or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I think the headline was, woman easily steals sink. And I'm like, wait, what?
One, why would you want to?
Well, if you think about it, you know those vessel sinks, those above counter sinks now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I guess.
Those aren't hard to steal because all you need is a wrench.
Yeah.
And you go in there and detach the pipe under, you go under the counter, detach the pipe, and you can walk out of there with the sink. Well, that's what she did.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. I don't need the sink that bad. See, of all the things you're going to go and steal, you're like,
kind of genius.
I'm going to plot to get this sink that I really like. It'll fit my home aesthetic.
I mean, I think those sinks are kind of cool.
And I do not think they're cool, but it's just like,
look, I don't know.
You're going to bring your monkey wrench with you to P.F. Chang's or whatever? Unscrew it?
You know, she did. It's kind of genius. I don't know. They're not. Well, I don't know. You just think of the idea of stealing a sink as being very hard. But it's not.
Not in this case.
And so that leads us to the list of things that are easier to steal than you would think. And this is hard because internet has not really tackled this yet.
Are you serious? Seems like internet would have been all over this.
I know, doesn't it? I did some homework on this.
Not enough studies on what's easy to steal?
We had to put together our own
list.
Maybe
you got to go to the dark web for that.
Well, large things. The number one thing, I did get this from internet, and this is so incredibly true, but you wouldn't think it. Airplanes.
That was going to be my first guess, was a plane.
Yeah.
We see, either in the club or in the news, I don't know, once every 3 or 4 months, some teenager just run out onto a dinky little runway and jack the biplane, and here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you know how to fly,
yep,
and you know a little bit about how airports operate, not hard. It's not like you need keys.
Kind of terrifying.
Isn't it? That's how the kid in Seattle stole that plane over there.
And oh, yeah.
Took it on up. Another one that I saw, which I think is fascinating, but also you just wouldn't cross your mind, but remote cabins.
Stealing it?
Yeah. Well, think about it. It's remote. Most people don't live there full time. So nobody's going to
see you. So you're talking about temporarily squatting and making
it? No, you steal it.
You actually take the physical building?
Yes. I mean, they're not on foundations.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
You back up your, well, some of them aren't. You back up your, you get a trailer, you back up your trailer, you load that bitch on there, and you hightail it to Alaska and drop it somewhere there.
Man, stealing homes.
Never would have thought about that.
No, now, I would not have thought of that.
Do you think yachts are easy to steal?
No. I feel it because they're not going to, like, the thing is, and also, a plane might be easy to steal initially. That's not an easy, that's not something that's easy to keep stolen.
Well, no. You're not keeping it stolen.
Well, but like, the house, you might, though.
Yeah, I think you could.
So that's a little bit interesting, because I do think that, like, yeah, you could probably find the keys to a yacht or a boat and finagle your way on, but, like, ultimately, you're getting boarded by the Coast Guard.
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah. Well, yachts, rich people, you know, they protect, you know.
Well, and if it's a yacht, it's...
Whoops, misfire.
If it's in a yacht, it's nice enough, too, that people care about it. It's big enough. It's missing. They're looking... I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody asked where Sook's retaining wall ranks on this list. That is pretty crazy. He had a retaining wall stolen.
I didn't know that. How does that happen?
No, brick by brick, I guess. Rock retaining wall, gone. What about livestock?
Yeah.
Easier to
steal. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Load up a couple cows.
That is why branding came to be initially, like way back in the day of like
that's
ranching,
right.
Because people could go and just be like, oh, no, these are my 100 cattle. And it's like, to hell, those are your 100 cattle. They got my brand on them. Because otherwise you're like, well, that brown cow looks just like that brown cow. How do you know?
You brand your kids yet?
Not yet.
Somebody said Liam Neeson's daughter. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Wait, what?
Come on, that's funny. See, Nemec got it.
Take him?
Well, yes.
Okay.
He's always losing his daughter.
Yeah, taking two.
Easy to steal. Get it?
I mean, it took me a minute. Nemec had it before I did.
Nemec had it right away. Sharp thinking Nemec. Maybe that guy should have a show. Maybe he should be our producer.
Well, he has a show here coming up here in just about 18
minutes.
And
you know what? I can't wait to hear it. I listen to it every Thursday when I'm driving home. I do.
For 9 minutes.
You look at me
or
like
whatever
I,
you.
I do.
However long.
Yeah, I listen. I'm not gonna lie though. Sometimes I want the like, the real insider, juicy, recruiting, scandalous stuff, and he doesn't give that to us.
Or just not in the first 11 minutes that you listen.
Damn it.
Text line says it's harder to steal eggs right now than a plane.
I tell you, that egg thing, you know, I take my father-in-law to Bi-Mart every Tuesday, and he's like, hey, look, they've got eggs, because they don't really have a lot of, they do have a cooler with eggs and milk and stuff. He's like, look, they got eggs. I'm like, well, we'll get those, we have to go to Safeway after Bi-Mart to get all the, some
the
other
regulars.
Groceries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, well, let's just wait, we'll get those at Safeway, you know. And we went to Safeway, dude, eggs. First of all, you can't really, like, they're all, it's all picked over.
Yeah.
And when you did, we got a dozen for $10.13, bro. Now, I'm no shopper.
Yeah.
But he got pissed at me. He was like, what is this? I'm like, well, I don't know what they were at Bi-Mart. I'm like, how much were they? He's like, I don't know. Like, why are we paying $10 for eggs? Like, I'm not. You are. I don't know. That's what they cost.
This is, again, where my privilege knows no bounds. My mom has chickens and they lay eggs and I get fresh eggs for free. It's wonderful.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife wants to do that.
Nemec says, no wonder I wouldn't eat any grapes. Getting all the free eggs I need. It's like gold.
If your wife said, hey, we're getting chickens, are you down? Because you can do that in the city, can't you?
Yeah, there's people like a street away that I can hear them in the morning. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't.
I'm not doing that. Come on.
They're
man.
Messy. And yes. They're annoying to maintain.
Yes.
And like, they're pretty pathetic in that they can't defend themselves at all. And, they have lots of predators out there, even in suburban neighborhoods, things like possums and raccoons and
right.
Even cats, dogs, whatever. Like, you have to really protect them, and there's a degree of maintenance, and I got two kids. I don't need to be, I'm already changing diapers. I don't need to be changing chicken crap.
Just for some eggs, you know? We don't need that. $10 for eggs, though.
I'll tell you what, it has turned me into an egg snob. The yolks that are all, like, almost orange, they're so yellow, and, like, boy, there is a difference between...
Is there?
Between, like, farm fresh eggs and at your store eggs.
What,
yeah.
Like, it just tastes...
It's like...
What does it taste like?
I mean, it probably tastes like going to a family-owned deli versus going to Subway.
So just fresh, more fresh.
Fresh and more flavor. Yeah.
Do you feel bad for the chickens?
Why? They're all happy.
Are they?
They're well taken care of. I guarantee they're happier than, like, my mom made them like a freaking like a condo complex. It's a whole thing.
All right.
Yeah, they got a good life.
Yeah, you're
there.
Probably right. They have the better life than on the chicken farms.
Except for the one time a dog got in there and snapped one of their necks. That wasn't great.
Which dog? Your dog?
One of my mom's dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, man. That's
life
brutal.
On the farm, man.
That's right. Could you take a chicken's life?
Could I?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean,
but
I don't...
You know, you don't even...
I mean,
no
when am I going to... I wouldn't... It's not like I want to...
Mom's like, hey, we got to put this chicken down. Go cut its head off. Here's an axe.
No, I don't think I would.
That's what they do on the farm.
Well.
I'm out.
So what are you going to do with it if you had to get rid of that chicken? You know what they'll do, like, up or out on the farm? If you don't want a chicken anymore, just let it wander off. Something's going to find it
Something
and get
will
it.
Eat it. Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, give it to the neighbor. Here, you want a chicken?
Before you know, an owl or a bobcat or something's gonna swoop in and take care of that.
Coyote.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we gotta go. We'll wrap it up next on the fan. Excuse me, sneezing, allergies, rough out there. Well, I had to squirt. I was just reading that. I'm fascinated by the Gene Hackman story, as we discussed earlier in the program. They're saying weeks for the toxicology reports. So that sucks. You've been thinking more about it, haven't
you? Well, no, I just always wonder, like, I realize there's a system and certain stuff, like, you know, there's an order and a process, but, like, this Gene Hackman, we can't get this run in 36 hours? We gotta wait weeks for this? Like, is it just because there's a line at the lab, or does it actually take 3 weeks to generate results? Like,
that's,
I don't know. Just
question.
Move Gene to the front of the line, please. I want to know what's going on.
All great questions. I'm with you.
I assume it's always just because there's a lab delay. Like, there's not enough manpower to, like, run all the tests and whatever. Or is there some sort of, like, sample that they need to let sit there
for
3 weeks?
Well, maybe they need to test for lots of different things.
That's possible. That's possible.
I don't know. Or is it, you're right, is it just, like, one... 10-minute thing, and it's like, the blood shows this, but we can't get him in for 2 weeks, so we don't know. I don't know. Anyway, stay tuned for Nemec. He's coming up next. Sharpshooter. What's he talking about tonight?
Well, you know, like, the revenue sharing with the house settlement and all that?
Yeah.
There's basically how teams are going to be able to use that money and how different laws in different states are going to affect what schools can do with it. It's maybe not as easy or as simple as it would seem on the surface. So I think he's going to get into that a little bit. And, got some cruton news.
So if you go, it could be that there will be new blue bloods based on what state and state laws and rules they have.
To
an extent.
I think it's going to be new, like, it's not going to be quite so black and white. It's going to be more nuanced because, like, but certain schools will have to get creative based on what their states are making them do with how they spread it around. And different schools are also going to have different plans for as much as they can decide about how much gets allocated to which sports and things like that.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Although tonight I'm in an Uber, so I won't be able to hear him.
An Uber?
Yeah.
Make your Uber guy change it to 1080 the fan.
You know what? I might.
Where are you going?
Dinner.
Whereabouts?
Yala.
Ooh, Yala's good.
Very good.
I love Yala.
I do too.
Haven't been there in a minute.
Why not?
I don't know. It's probably been 6 months. It's really good, though.
Yeah, it's a good spot. It's pretty close to the house. Nice night. Sit out on the patio, have a drink. Maybe two.
Yeah, because they got the heated patio there, right?
They do.
So, hey, yeah.
You don't need heat tonight. Come on, man.
Well, depending on the person, I would not need heat tonight. I think my wife would prefer it. Like, it's
like 85 degrees out there.
It is not. It is brisk.
Yeah, you're so right. I always miscalculate this time of year because, you know, it's like 65 and sunny during the day, and then you get up in the morning to walk the dog, and it's butt cold out. I'm going out there in shorts and flip-flops. That's why I need to live in Arizona, Buckley.
Although their nights get pretty frigid too. Like those desert nights,
do they?
It's not like It's not always like, being in SoCal or something like that. It can get pretty
nippy. Well, SoCal,
you know,
San Diego gets, it can get nippy, depending on the time of year. I don't know. What are you doing tonight? Watching your stupid kids?
I'm producing Recruiting with Andrew Nemec right here on The Fan. My stupid kids will be asleep by the time I get home.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Or does your wife give you hell when you get home?
Well, she doesn't give like me, you working. She doesn't give me hell. They're usually in bed by the time I get home.
She doesn't like you work until 8.
No,
you're not home till 8:30.
It's definitely much easier when there's the two of us to do it. They're in the especially the 4-year-old is in his like master negotiating phase now, where bedtime, he's just trying to like draw it out as long as humanly possible.
Yeah,
and like he has every little thing he could possibly need, and then he's like, I need a flosser or something like that. Yeah. Like, no, you don't need a flosser.
We went through that phase too. I remember that. It's obnoxious. They think they're being really...
I'm still hungry.
Yeah. No, but I have to go to the bathroom again. They think they're being really smart and cunning, but they're not because they're stupid kids. We know their tricks.
Well, we'll even preempt it now. We'll be like, listen, you're not going to eat any more food once we go to bed. There's no eating in bed. Okay, I know. I understand. Right before the light goes off. I need something to eat. I'm like, dude, no.
Mm-mm. Is that what you say to him? Dude, no.
Sometimes.
Bro.
Yeah.
Do you text him?
we don't text
his little iPhone?
Although my mom loves to give the baby her cell phone, because he likes to swipe through the pictures, and scares me how adept he is at navigating that stupid little brick already.
I tell you what, I got two nieces, 10 and 8. They have never touched and will never touch my phone.
That's smart.
And they always want to. Okay. Can I see your picture?
No, you cannot.
No, you cannot. All right, stay tuned for Nemec. He's coming up next. Our show returns tomorrow. It's going to be a big one.
Really big show.
People are saying. People are talking. We got Steph Curry to talk about tomorrow. He hit 12 threes tonight.
56 points.
Your boy.
The point guard.
Your dear friend, Steph
Love
Curry.
Love that guy.
I do too.
Perfect.
We'll talk about him tomorrow. Nemec is next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on Fan Tonight. Boy can play dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. Do the song about a sweet love and love, do the song about the night. Yeah, do the walk, do the walk of life. Yeah, do the walk of life.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.